You are listening to the audio production of Strong Like Water, finding the freedom, safety, and compassion to move through hard things and experience true flourishing by Andy Kolber, published by Tyndale Refresh. This book is read by the author. For my mom, thank you for passing me your Hungarian fire. For Jude, Tia, and Brendan, the loves of my life. And for survivors everywhere, may your healing come. Introduction. Strength in the waves. The waves of the mighty Pacific Ocean crashed in front of me. The sparkle of the water and the intensity of the shore break were almost hypnotizing. I buried my toes in the sand, which was speckled with rocks and black dust, as I took in the majestic view. I never tired of the ocean and came here often, mostly just to be near it, to be regulated by the rhythms of the waves, though I didn't have words for that yet. I wanted to feel immersed in something much bigger and more powerful than myself. The chaos of the ocean mirrored the tumult I felt inside. I'd graduated from college a few months before, but frankly, my life felt as if it were falling apart. Actually, it's fair to say that it was. I had called off an engagement and quit my first professional job within the span of a week. For the record, I don't regret either of those decisions, but this certainly wasn't how I'd pictured my post-college life. What I didn't realize was that, in addition to all those disappointments, I was still carrying around the effects of a childhood full of complex trauma that I hadn't begun to unpack. Its presence affected me every day. I was only 22, but sitting by this oceanside, I felt much older, worn. Is life always supposed to feel this hard? After a few decades of pushing myself at all costs to achieve and tying myself into pretzels for everyone around me, honestly, I didn't know who I was anymore. Even more honestly, I was not completely sure I ever had. Others told me I was the strong one, the spiritual one, the wise one, the responsible one, the good kid, the girl who would get things done. There was a part of me that liked these labels, and there was some truth to them. There was a ferocity as strong as the rushing tide that coursed through me. Many of these traits had been hardwired in me as a way to survive the tumultuous and at times traumatic household I'd grown up in. But my family's dysfunction had begun generations before. I carried my ancestors' pain as well as their strength. I was the daughter of a refugee who'd escaped in the back of an ambulance from a war-torn country when she was only 4. I was the granddaughter of a man who'd survived a childhood of poverty by eating leftover corn from pigs, and who had the audacity to flee Hungary with his family when the only other choice would have been to join the oppressor. I was the great-granddaughter of a Croatian woman so tenaciously determined to live that she'd fended off thieves with just her fists. These were the stories that had been passed on to me, and this was the fire and fierceness that ran through me. And yet this strength had come at great cost, not only to my ancestors, but also to me. Kids aren't meant to hold adult problems or adult pain. Kids aren't meant to grow up when they're still small. Many of the qualities that folks affirmed about me were the result of living in and through trauma. I had never known anything different from the family I'd grown up in. What most people didn't see was how much it cost me to have so little support and to feel as if I was always on my own. To feel that the world was constantly on my shoulders, that I had to remain tough, responsible, and put together no matter what. It was a heavy burden to bear. And so, like I'd done for much of my childhood, I let myself feel pain in one of the few places that it felt safe to do so. Here, near the water. This was where I saw a glimpse of who I truly was. This was where I felt the Spirit of God. This was where I could find at least a glimmer of the peace for which I'd been looking. This was where God whispered,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?